Okay, so welcome along to Bible class.
好，欢迎大家来到圣经课。
Just to let you know, the lessons that we have, they go in from now is just after 7 o'clock, I guess. We'll go up to 9 o'clock. We have breaks every 40 minutes usually.
好，我们这个课呢是让大家先了解一下它的程序，是从7点钟到9点，大概40分钟，我们就会有一个休息。
Okay, sometimes we do have slight technical difficulties because we are trying to Zoom meeting with other people, and we have in Thailand and then also in China as well.
那有的时候我们这个过程中会有一些些技术性的问题啊，因为我们还要把这个课程在泰国和在广东都有学生在上课。
And even after doing this many, many times, I still have difficulties. Sometimes I have to swap between the different software on the computer, and that can cause delay sometimes. So you have to be patient.
对，但有时候因为这些软体之间的转换和档案的转换会有一点点这个延误，所以请大家要有耐心。
Okay, and the other thing I have to ask is that if you've got your mobile phones turned on, they should be switched to silent mode.
如果大家有手机的话，麻烦请关到无声。
The best thing actually when you come into a Bible class, because you need complete concentration, is to have the phones turned off, and then you can focus on the message better.
然后呢，那个老师是最希望大家呢，干脆把手机关掉，因为这样的话我们才能完全的专注在课程中。
Some people like to have Bibles on their phones, but we do try to bring up the verses on the screen as we need them.
但是因为我们有时候必须要靠手机上面的圣经，因为会要查经。那所以就没有要求大家关手机，但是他都会尽量把要用有关的经句在荧幕电视荧幕上秀给大家。
And the other thing I need to remind you of is because we're doing audio recordings, we try to keep the excess noise to a minimum. And one of the problems we often have is with the chairs because they're quite squeaky. So we need to ask that you can sit as still as possible.
那另外一件事情就是因为我们有在录音。这些课其实都会后来用录音的形式摆在网站上，所以呢，希望大家尽量，因为这个椅子有点声音，所以希望大家最好都尽量不要发出声音，造成一些噪音。
When my pastor, that's RB Theme Junior, the Colonel, was teaching, he would say before most of the lessons, to enable that environment of strict learning.Strict academic learning, he would say that there'd be no talking, no unnecessary movement, and nothing that would distract other people.
上校牧师啊，就是Tim 的牧师，他呢在上课的时候其实都非常非常要求的，所以他说在课程中基本上是不能说话，甚至呢不需要的动作都尽量的要减少。
He was a military man, so he taught with a very strict environment.
因为他是一个军人出身的人，所以呢，他非常非常要求一个非常严格的一个环境。
If people were talking, he might warn them one time, but if they kept talking after that, he would say, "Get out of the church and don't come back until you've learned how to have some good manners."
然后，像他在教会里面教讲课的时候，有一些人他如果有说话，他会先警告。那如果这些人还继续讲话，他就会要求他们离开教会。
Yeah, and I've been to that church a couple of times. It's in Houston. Both times I've been there, when people come in, they'll say hello to the people sitting next to them. But once the sermon starts, everybody's so still, it's almost freaky.
Wow. 他说在那他有去几次，他常常去那边那个休斯顿的教会哦。那个教会的状况是当大家来的时候先会互相打招呼。然后呢还嘻嘻哈哈的。可是等到要课程开始的时候，所有人都站得都坐得笔直，然后不敢动。他说那种非常严肃宁静的状态，都会有时候会有吓到他。
And the colonel, he would teach just teaching time. It's not with the hymns or the announcements, but the pure teaching time was a minimum of 1 hour, and sometimes it could get up to almost an hour and a half.
而上校牧师他在教课的时候，基本上大概都是以一小时为最少，但有的时候会讲到一个半小时。
And this was 6 to 7 times a week.
然后是一个礼拜6到7次。
So the people in that church, the congregation, learned to be very disciplined, but it was for their benefit. You know, they were focusing on the study of the Word of God.
所以这些会众们，他们其实就被训练得非常非常的专注，然后专注的时间可以60到90分钟。
And that's the attitude that we need to have because to learn the Bible is an academic process and it does take immense concentration if you're going to do it properly.
而且这样的方式呢，其实对他们这些会众来讲是非常有帮助的，因为这个学习圣经，它其实是一个非常学术性的事情，所以这种绝对的专注是对我们的吸收会非常有好处。
So we need that attitude of discipline.
所以我们需要这种非常有纪律的态度。
You know, we're disciples, and the word disciple and the word discipline are cognate words. They're the same thing, basically.
所以呢，英文字里面哈有一个就是学生叫 disciple， 跟这个纪律 discipline 基本上是字根是一样的。好，这两个字就是学生就等于要有纪律，它是用同一个英文字的字根。
When you believe in Jesus Christ, you automatically become sons of God.
凡是你相信了耶稣基督，要成为耶稣基督的学生之后，你立刻成为上帝的儿子。
That position never changes. Regardless of your behavior, regardless of your attitude, once you've believed in Christ as your Savior, you are forever a son of God. Nothing can change that.
只要你一旦相信你是耶稣是你的救赎者，你就立刻成为了上帝的儿子。
Because you're saved by grace through faith.
因为你是经由你的信而得救。
And not through your works.
而不是因为你做了什么而得救。
But as sons of God, yeah, we're going to have bad sons of God and have good sons of God, just like any parent has good children and bad children.
你成为了上帝的儿子，你可能是个好儿子，可以是一个坏儿子，但你都是上帝的儿子。
Just like any parent has children, and sometimes the children are good and sometimes are bad.
就像所有的父母亲，他的孩子都有好有坏，所以并不会，你的行为其实也不会影响到你成为上帝儿子的这个职分，这个位分。
Some parents might say that, you know, their child is very, very bad, and they say, you're no longer my son, but actually, he's still the son of the father. That can never change.
就像有些父母会说，哦，这么坏的孩子，你说你不是我儿子。
But that's the difference between a human father and the divine father, the heavenly father, because he will never say you are no longer my son or no longer my daughter.
而有一个差异就是你是成为一个人的孩子，好，是一个人类的孩子，跟你是成为一个圣父的孩子又不太一样了，因为圣父永远不会对他的孩子说，哦，你太坏了，你不要当我的孩子，你不是我的孩子。圣父永远不会这样讲。
Because you're saved by grace, and you will never be good enough for God's standards anyway.
因为我们之所以得救，是因为神的恩典。其实我们不论再怎么好，再怎么样好的一个儿子，都不足以承受神给我们这么大的恩典。
Now we can try to improve the standard a bit, and we're commanded by God to improve. But again, that requires discipline.
而我们呢，可以尽量变好一点，而那个怎么样能够变好呢？就是在于这种 discipline， 也就是一个纪律，一个管束，自我的管束。
And it requires constant commitment.
还有呢，永远一直不断的立下这个志向。
Yeah, and not just commitment in coming to Bible class and studying with full concentration in class, but when the lesson's over and you go back to your real lives, or go back to life, that's where the application comes in.
因为这种是其实不只是在上课，我们很有纪律的固定的来上课，甚至下课之后回去，我们是愿意把所学上帝的话语应用到生活中，这都是需要一个下定决心的事情。
Now, that's where the real training and the real testing comes place, not in the classroom, but once you leave the classroom. The training and the testing happens outside of the class.
因为所有的这个训练跟被试炼都是在教室以外发生的。
But it all begins here in the classroom or in the church. If you're studying under a proper pastor, a trained pastor in the church, that's where the spiritual life really begins.
而我们所谓的属灵的生活是从学校或者教室或者是在教会里面所学习到的东西，然后我们回去运用在生活上，这才是我们完整的属灵生活。
And now I emphasize, if you're in a church, the pastor has to be teaching properly. If you go to a church and the pastor's not teaching properly, that's a dead end.
但是呢，你去了一个教会，如果这个牧师他没有正确的教导你，那就蛮惨的。
Okay, and when you're in the class, where it also begins is with naming your sins to God the Father in order to ensure that you have no unconfessed sin in your life. So we talk about unconfessed sin, which basically means you've sinned, but you haven't confessed those sins.
好，那我们的课堂呢，都会一开始的时候都会先跟神认罪，啊，确定在我们的圣灵充满前，我们已经没有了任何还没有跟神认过的罪，就意思说所有的罪状都要跟神先认过了。
So something we do at the beginning of every class session is, this is according to 1 John 1:9, we name our sins to God the Father, and then we're forgiven for our sins and cleansed of all unrighteousness.
这就是我们每一天，每一次上课前一定要做的事情，就是以约翰一书一章第九节，我们要向天父认罪，让我们所有的罪都经由这个认罪而得到洗刷。
Yeah, and that basically means we're purified, and then the Holy Spirit, who is holy, He cannot be where there is sin. Now the Holy Spirit can come back and He fills your soul.
这样子呢，我们就经由这个对天父的认罪，我们就完全的洗净，所以我们就等于是一个最纯洁的状态。因为只有在最纯洁的状态呢，圣灵才能够充满在我们的魂里面。这个过程啊，就是圣灵充满之后，要在无罪的状况下才可以圣灵充满。那有了圣灵充满，我们才可以真正的学习。
And this comes out in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. There's actually a command. You're commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
而这以弗所书五章十八节里面讲说，这是神的一个命令，就是说你必须要被圣灵充满。
And the verb there is plereo, which really means to be filled. Okay. Now that's a verb, plereo, means to be filled, and it's in the imperative mood, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
好，这个字下面的那个中间的这个字呢，其实是一个希腊文，因为新约是用希腊文写的。在新约的这个字里面，它用的是一个是叫做命令句，它就说你必须。就你被命令要圣灵充满。
Okay, because the Holy Spirit or the filling of the Holy Spirit provides you that supernatural power you need to study the Bible and then to apply it in your life.
因为在我们学习圣经跟运用圣经，其实是需要圣灵充满的这一个程序。
Yeah, otherwise, you're learning from an academic viewpoint, but you're not taking it in from the supernatural viewpoint.
而这个圣灵充满其实是一个超自然的一个现象，因为如果你只是一般的念书是没有这种超自然的现象的，所以没有所谓圣灵充满这件事情。圣灵充满是让这种超自然的圣灵充满发生在你的身上跟头脑里的时候，你才真正的能够学习而且运用圣经里面上帝的话语。
Yeah, see, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, we're learning supernatural things. And to learn these supernatural things, you need supernatural power, which can only come from the Holy Spirit. Verse 12 to 16, really.
在那个哥林多前书2章16到12到16节里面就要讲说，我们的学习是要在圣灵充满的情况下学习的。
Anyway, the application from this is that we take a minute, or less than a minute usually, but we just take a little bit of time, we'll close our eyes, bow our heads, and then in the privacy of your soul, you can name your sins to God the Father.
它的整个的程序呢，就是我们安静的以自己对神私下的一个告白，去对我们的天父认罪。然后我们应该是在一个安静低头祷告的情况下去跟我们的天父直接做认罪。
Okay,
不用让别人都不需要知道的。
Let's do that now. Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that you've given to us.
感谢天父给我们这样的机会学习。
We give thanks for the supernatural power from the Holy Spirit who helps us to understand the supernatural information.
我们也感谢圣灵以超自然的能力让我们可以学习到所有这些超自然的一些资讯。
We give thanks for this environment where we can concentrate on the message.
也感谢给我们这样一个完美的环境，让我们可以非常专注的听懂，也接收到你要给我们的讯息。
In order that we can understand clearly your plan for our lives.
让我们能够非常清楚地了解天父你要给我们生命的计划。
We give thanks in Christ's name.
我们所的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the overall topic that we're looking at the moment is the angelic conflict, of course.
我们现在这两个月来，我们都在谈的是天使的征战这样的一个主题。
This is a big topic, but we've sort of been taken in various subtopics.
这是一个最大的一个主题，然后中间呢还有一些小的主题，我们都一个一个的在谈。
And at the moment, we're looking at the account of Genesis chapter 6 that's talking about the flood of Noah.
而我们现在已经讲到的是创世纪第六章，就是在谈诺亚。方舟节的时候那个的大洪水。
And on last Sunday, we were looking at verse 4, chapter 6, verse 4, where we saw the relationship between the sons of God, that's the fallen angels, and the human woman.
我们在上周日就是前几天呢我们刚谈到的是创世纪第六章的第四节。那一节呢在讲的是上帝的儿子但他特别在讲的是那些堕落的天使。他们跟人类的女儿交合，然后生出了变种的人类。
So what we did, we actually broke that verse down into about 5 sections, and we looked through all of those.
而那一句话，就第六章的第四节的那一整句呢 ，Tim 把它切开来看，切成了五个小的段落。然后每一个段落都做了解释。这是礼拜天我们的上课主要的内容。
What I will do, I'll just go down to the end of the verse because we spent a lot of time. This is just a very quick review so we can move on to the next verse.
好，所以他现在呢，你看到的创世纪六章第四节，他把它分成五段，那把它现在全部都放在一章上让大家看。
Okay, so remember the Nephilim, that's the half-caste, those that have the genes, really, the DNA of the angels, fallen angels combined with the woman.
好，拿佛林就是 Nephilim 这个字呢，在后面我还会继续可以看到，这个字就是那些堕落天使跟人类的女儿结合之后，他们生出来的孩子，他们已经不是纯种的人类了，那叫做 Nephilim。
Remember, we had to emphasize that the woman were born from the man, Ha-Adam. And Ha-Adam, or Adam, that's the technical term for humanity. And God was emphasizing these women are human with the human genes.
好，有一个很重要的一句话是叫做这些女人是亚当的儿女。那什么叫亚当？其实那个后来搞了半天，亚当这个字在希伯来文就是人的意思。所以他们其实就在讲的纯种的人就是亚当他们的女儿。
But the offspring that they had were not human in any way. They're what they call Nephilim. That's a half-caste race.
而这些堕落天使跟人他们合起来生的所以他们就是混血的这些生出来的是一半人一半天使的人种称之为拿佛林 Nephilim.
Okay. But the woman gave birth to them. Remember, Yalid was the verb. So it was a normal birth. They're giving birth to these Nephilim. But these are the ones that become the mighty creatures that are recorded now in mythology.
而这些女人因为跟天使结合所以生孩子的时候她是以正常人的方式生出来。但生出来这些人都是非常巨大的。所以就成为了那些希腊神话里面的那些神他们都是半人半兽啊什么的那其实就是这所谓的拿佛林 Nephilim、
Now the other day I posted it out onto the line on the WeChat groups as well you saw that the tablet which is an archaeological tablet from going back to the time of the Sumerians
那上次他也给我们看了一块石头这块石头是现在后来发现的它其实呢是在诺亚方舟就是洪大洪水后大概一千年左右的人在描写曾经地球上发生的大洪水是苏美利亚人。好那苏美利亚人他们其实是在伊拉克那附近的人他们在他们的这个石头上用他们的文字就苏美文去把这个大洪水的事件做了一个记录。
That's called the Gilgamesh Epic. That's only one account of many accounts all the way across the world of this flood and also of these mythical beings, these half-castes between the angels and people.
而这样的撰写这些洪大洪水事件不只是苏美利亚人他们有做这些记录其实在那时候地球上很多地方都有这些记录所以其实这个就很清楚的记载了有诺亚方舟的事情
Just to give you some examples, remember we had Hercules from the Greek mythology. He was born from Zeus, who's the Greek god. So he was born from Zeus and then a human woman. Remember Hercules.
在那个希腊神话里面有那个大力王大力神啊他其实呢也是一个这个记录因为大力神他就说是宙斯跟另外一个女人的合体。所以其实这个就是用希腊神话去记录了所谓的天使跟人合身了一些 Nephilim 的这个故事。
Okay. In South America, they have the Incas, the old Incan, you know, the Incans, I-N-C-A.、They thought that they themselves were the sons of the sun god.
在那个中南美洲那边也有那个印加人就是印加文化的印加人他们也说那些我们后来人是太阳的儿子
Okay, and the Koreans have this mythology that they have、one of the gods sending his son to the earth to marry a human woman and then give birth to a half god So it's a Korean mythology
Aha, god.
A half We actually call them demigods So when you talk aboutthese half-castes, in the mythology, if you study Greek mythology, demi means half. And so we talk about demigods, like that god we mentioned, Hercules. See, half man, half god.
Okay. 他讲到说在韩国也有这样子的就是上帝送下来了那个儿子然后跟女人合体然后就生出半人半神的这种人那个对希腊神话里面他们就有一个字叫 demigod 就是半神那这个大力神他就是所谓的半神就是一半人一半神的这种说法、
yeah. But whether it's the Incans or the Koreans you have an Indian mythology there's Chinese mythology all around the world it's not just isolated to one place
所以不管是印第安人啊中国啦印度啦很多很多地方的这些神话其实都提到了同样的事情
yeah, Across the Pacific Islands you, know, you have the Polynesian tribes and they have their mythology and their stories about a flood and their stories about these half gods as well
Where?
Polynesia
就是
波利尼西亚
Okay.
也有这样子的神话
So it's not unique to the Bible but these other accounts areThe stories that have been told over thousands of years, and obviously the details are changing because these things are not written down.
Okay, 所以这些就是全世界各地，不只是圣经提到了大洪水，世界曾经发生的大洪水，各地方的文化神话，因为久的那时候没什么文字，就后来都变神话嘛，哈，那就整个都是以一个都记载了同样的事件，虽然有些细节不同。
Yeah. In Western culture, the Greek mythology, which after the Greeks it became the Roman mythology, is probably the most well known because the ancient Greek poets, like Homer, for example, were you know, very creative in writing down these accounts.、Mm-hmm. And they go back to like 800 BC.
那但是呢为什么会希腊神话其实是最有名的是因为有荷马这个大文学家他写了非常非常多的故事所以就让这些希腊的神话成为全世界最有名的然后再加上罗马帝国也是完全都是遵循就是都是接受这些希腊神话所以就变成被那么强大的罗马帝国就把这个希腊神话的故事带到全世界去了
Let's take Homer for example yeah, that was 800 BC like any good poet he's going to we say embellish the story he's going to add details and make it sound very exciting and make things up、but he's basing his stories on a true historical account
而荷马他是在西元前800年的时候去写这些希腊神话的所以他虽然有加油添醋很多东西但毕竟他还是用了希腊神话原来的那些基础去把它完成的文学作品所以 其实是很多事实在里头。
Yeah, and often these stories can sound quite fascinating. I know people spend their whole lives actually dedicating themselves to studying about these mythologies, even becoming professors and experts in it. But we should just treat them as made up stories about an actual real event that did happen.
因为很多的学者专家还是后来也继续去研究这些希腊神话，甚至就把那个神话越来越弄得丰富。所以不管怎么样，我们都必须要知道那个只是还是有很多神话的成分。
And it comes back to the principle that the Bible is the only source of truth on the earth given to man by God.
而真正的最重要的反而是我们的圣经，因为圣经是经由是神要给我们最真理的部分，所以所有的任何的讯息要以圣经为准。
Men, prophets, were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write down the words of truth, and the original languages are written exactly, letter for letter, exactly as the Holy Spirit wanted it.
好，那我们要了解啊，圣经呢，其实是在那个时候，那些先知因着圣灵的给予的指示写进去的文字，所以它的每一个字，它的每一个用词都是非常非常精准的，是圣灵同意的，是圣灵要的。
Okay, so we have this concept, and this is taught in seminaries and in good churches, I guess. They call it inerrancy of Scripture.And what that means, scripture refers to the original scripture as these people like Moses, for example, and the prophets, Joshua, and then you have the judges. And as they wrote down those original scriptures, they were inerrant, which means without mistake. They were completely true.
所以这个里面有个说法，那第一个字就是无误，完全是正确的，无误的。好，所以他说所有的圣经的这些经句它都是完全无误的，然后不管是摩西写的好，或者是其他的这些先知写的，全部都是每一个字都是正确的。
Okay, and that's really inerrancy means without error. So as long as you're going from the original scriptures and getting your information from that, you can trust that everything in there is exactly what God is revealing to mankind.
好，很重要的事情就是说，必须是原来的圣经。只要是原始的圣经，没有经过加油添醋的，这些东西都是上帝要给我们人类的话语，它都是完全是正确，而且是真理。
And that's a concept that as Christians, we have to put our faith in this. We have to put our faith in the word because, as we're going to find out in the next verse as we come down, Satan is very deceitful. And he has his plans to get us distracted from the word and to have us deceived by other teaching.
那我们为什么要特别强调这件事情呢？是因为接下来我们会继续看哦，就是这些经句里面是每一个字的正确性是这么的重要，因为我们是在面对的是撒旦，撒旦是非常非常懂得欺骗人的，他会经由一些错误的教导，而让我们从这个从圣经原意中被带到别的地方去的时候，我们就可能被撒旦给骗了，所以教导是有可能是错误的。
That brings us up just before break, because we're going to have to break for a few minutes. I'll bring you back to Genesis 6. Now, this will be 6:5. Okay, so let's say we're finished off on Genesis 6:4 now, and you can always go back and review the lessons on that. But we're going to go over to 6:5 now.
6:4?
We didn't finish it off properly, did we?
No.
Oh, okay. So we have a 5-minute break, and let's say we'll start up again.
先休息五分钟.
8:45.